Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
I've got a cool opportunity on how you can start making serious money driving with Uber. You know Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I use Uber all the time, and I love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week just driving people around. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Going on now. Save $60 on a 1900 PSI electric pressure washer. Just $88.99. Keep pests at bay with Skinsations Insect Repellent. Free after rebate. Look stylish with Ralph Lauren t-shirts. Just $7.77 each. Save big on a six-panel bright white door. Only $55 after rebate. Don't miss Menards Crazy Day Sale. With prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry. Sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs are in St. Louis for a weekend set with the Cardinals. Shortstop Starlin Castro will have to play a big role in the offense if they hope to pick up any ground on the Cardinals. Cubs president Theo Epstein joined Mellie and Hanley this morning, and he said the organization is behind Castro 100%.
He's our shortstop going forward, and we're blessed to have, you know, a number of really talented shortstops who can all play multiple positions. And I'm not smart enough to tell you how it's gonna shake out, but there are no immediate plans to make a position change.
You can hear the entire interview with Theo Epstein at mullionhanley.com. Jake Arrieta takes on John Lackey tonight at 7:15. Chris Bryant back in the lineup tonight after leaving yesterday's game with flu-like symptoms. Meanwhile, Jose Quintana is hoping for some run support from his teammates. The Sox average just 2.2 runs when Quintana's on the mound. That's the lowest run support for any qualified starter in baseball. Quintana faces the Tigers' Anibal Sanchez tonight in Detroit. Chris Ronji has pregame at 5:30. Ryan Sandberg has resigned as manager of the Phillies. That took everyone by surprise, including the Phillies. And Major League opened a second replay center in San Francisco. The Bulls will introduce first-round draft pick Bobby Portis to the media on Monday. And Bulls GM Gar Forman says the team did their due diligence on Portis.
We do a lot of background check on these guys, and we've been on campus at Arkansas like we've been on a lot of prospects' campuses, and talking to everybody, not only coaches, but trainers, dorm monitors, academic advisors. We try to get a real picture of who guys are, and people raved about Bobby Portis. So not only are we getting, you know, a good player, we think we're getting an A-plus person.
NHL draft is tonight. Blackhawks have 7 total picks. They will not pick in the first round due to the acquisition of Antoine Vermette. Their first pick will come at 54 in the second round. Rumors starting to pick up now as we get closer to the start of the draft. Chris Cook said that several teams are in heavy pursuit of Patrick Sharp, including the Canadiens, Bruins, and Rangers. And ESPN's Pierre LeBrun says Christopher Stieg is denying rumors that he blocked a trade to Montreal. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, a top 50 golf range in the nation. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff, brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Sox take on the Tigers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
With the 22nd pick in the 2015 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Bobby Portis from the University of Arkansas.
Good move by Bobby Portis, muscled his way to the bucket. Portis, he has expanded the range of his game.
We're real excited to draft Bobby Portis tonight. Bobby's a guy, you know, we've watched play the last 2 years at Arkansas. Our entire staff has really liked him.
Portis, wide open, knocks it down. Tough to defend Bobby Portis that far away from the basket. He's in double figures now.
He moves very well for a kid that size. He's over 6'10". He runs the floor extremely well, which is very important with the pace that we're going to want to play with.
Portis wide open, knocks it down.
Portis, for a big kid, has a nice touch, and he doesn't hurry things.
He plays, you know, with an edge to him, which is one of the things that we liked. Even when we scouted him this year, you know, we'll get there early and we'll watch guys go through their pregame workout and see how they approach that. And he was a guy, as soon as he got on that floor, it was business.
Portis threw a double team, plus the foul. Seal inside for Portis.
The other thing about this roster, you got a great group of veteran players, and you've also got a core of young guys now, you know, that I think bodes very well for the future of this.
Boers and Bernstein.
Three or four burgers.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
You heard the voices of new Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg and general manager Gar Foreman talking about the newest Chicago Bull, Bobby Portis. You're right, he had a very difficult childhood and a tough upbringing, and he certainly seems grateful to have an opportunity to make his living as a pro basketball player, and maybe will be one of those rotation-level guys for a long time. I'm not sure you've got a whole lot of star potential there because of a lack of overall suddenness and explosiveness, but might have a nice career and could certainly fit in as a useful piece for a Bulls team that, at least by all accounts from the people who run the team, is, they believe, contending for something.
I have another NHL trade for you.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay, then.
Milan Lucic. From Boston, yes, to Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Yes. A direct competitor of the Blackhawks for a couple of prospects and a first-round pick, which I believe is number 13. So, if you're keeping score at home, the Bruins last year traded Johnny Bojcik and Tyler Seguin. And now they've traded Dougie Hamilton, Milan Lucic, and, of course, Phil Kessel went to Toronto for Tyler Seguin. So you think about those names. I mean, that's a lot of big names Boston has dealt. They are clearly rebuilding, but L.A. gets Milan Lucic, which is a large, large man.
We're on the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour on this Friday in Lincoln Square at Lincoln Square Lane. So come by, say hello. You might win some Cubs tickets. You got already have a room full of Boers and Bernstein fans and other degenerates joining us for a lovely afternoon. And the food here, by the way, just tremendous. Now, there's some pizza out now. If you have not tried the Tacos de Pulpo, the lightly beer-battered octopus tacos, do that. They're outstanding. And octopus is difficult to tame because it's unless you know exactly what you're doing, it's hard to get the consistency right. It's hard because some people could just boil the hell out of it and make it soft, and then it loses that sort of spongy texture that makes it as wonderful as it is. They got it right here. Absolutely nailed it.
Last word I heard you say was octopus, and then I don't know what followed.
Really, really good. For anybody who isn't quite as squeamish as Barry Rosner and understands that octopus is a staple of cuisine in other cultures, that
I know
might be beyond his understanding.
That's way beyond my understanding. I know it's big. I know it's big in Detroit. I know they throw it on the ice. That's all I know about it.
Those are wastes of perfectly good octopus, and I certainly hope that is taken and immediately fried up or grilled for the enjoyment of all.
Those things have probably been out for some time. Is there like a shelf limit on that?
That's true. They're lying on spit. They're lying on like NHL players' spit
and
at
boogers
that point.
And right. Things like that.
It's all a part of the marinade, I think.
Snot rockets.
Did you see that the NBA finally has gotten rid of that awful rule where a division winner got a higher seed and home court advantage simply because they won a division? Even if there were other teams in the conference with a better record, that's over. You now get nothing special for winning a division, which essentially obviates the idea of having divisions. They don't really serve any purpose.
No, not in a conference playoff format. It really doesn't serve much of a purpose at all. But you know what's next? We'll hear the crying for realignment to get some of the good teams from the West into the very bad East, which is, of course, cyclical and will change probably sometime in the next few years.
Palos Heights, Larry, you are on the Score.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
All right.
Real quick, you were talking about the overtime. A thought would be that the person who commits a penalty goes into the box. You go back to 4-on-3. When the penalty is over, that guy comes out of the box. They play 4-on-4 until the play stops, and then go back to 3-on-3.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they're just going to stop. I don't think they're going to stop the play because somebody comes out of the box.
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is, of course, I've angered the octopus lobby here. They 2-2-4. Bernstein, I want to see you in boiling hot oil. Octopuses are intelligent creatures.
I'm not saying they're not. They also happen to be delicious.
Yeah.
They're both. They're not mutually exclusive.
They're obviously not that intelligent because they seem to get caught quite frequently. So they're not that bright, apparently.
And the 708 said, Bernstein, you're also forgetting that some guy was hiding that octopus in his underpants to get it into the stadium to throw it on the ice.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. It's been out for some length of time. Right. I don't know, you know, once they're dead, how long you need to keep them on ice.
Well, we have a special on the menu tonight. We've got a special octopus. It's been in some fat guy's crack for the last hour and a half, and then it's been lying on ice that's covered with snot and spit. And that's prepared table side.
Maybe someone's blood.
Yeah, that's true. Could be
and,
that, too.
And guys have been known to throw up as well.
So. I could, as far as what people are enjoying here, I know the pizza's terrific, and the octopus tacos, I'm telling you. Miska's the gourmand.
Oh, right? It was great.
Yep.
I don't know how they did it. I mean, it was nice and tender. You can still taste, like you said, a little of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Nice breading, not greasy. Perfect.
I asked him. He said it's a very, very light Mexican beer batter.
Okay.
And usually when you hear beer batter, you think that heavy,
dark fish and chips
thing where, like, you bite it and only the batter comes off of the filet. Right. So this is not that. This is something imagined with a little bit more elegance and grace. In New Lenox, Chris is on the score.
Hey, guys. I had a question for you. I heard you, Dan, especially talk a lot about Taves and how he does so much well that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And I'm just wondering if it's ever possible for him to be considered one of the best of all time.
Yes.
I mean, even without the scoring, though, I mean, nationally, or is that just something we're going to know in Chicago?
No, everybody in the North American media knows exactly what Jonathan Taves is. I mean, look, he's going to be the next captain of Team Canada. Mike Babcock absolutely adores him. You talk to GMs around the league.